Max listened to their conversation in stunned horror. Each revelation seemed more shocking than the next. Jenner was really Lydell Cooper. There was a simple genius to the ruse, one that Max couldn't help but grudgingly admire. Their dedication to their cause was deeper than anyone had ever believed. This really was a religion, with prophets and martyrs, and a body of faithful willing to do anything for their beliefs. And then Max heard the terrifying truth about their plans to release an engineered virus on the world and sterilize half of humanity. Max wanted to rush from the bathroom and take them on single-handedly. He thought he might get 5, maybe 6 paces before Kovac gunned him down. By force of will alone, Max made his body relax. There would be another opportunity. He would just need to be patient. After the 3 men had left, Max slunk out of the suite and holed up in the closet of one of the unused hotel-style rooms, reasonably confident that he was safe for the time being. As much as his brain wanted to focus on the hell Severance and his band were about to unleash, Max concentrated on how they were going to pull it off. They had mentioned a transmitter. They were going to coordinate the release of the virus by transmitting some sort of activation code. Max saw the flaw immediately. An aerial broadcast, even on shortwave, couldn't encompass the entire world with any measure of reliability. There were too many variables, from atmospheric conditions to sunspot activity, that could cause a signal failure. Not shortwave, he thought. He recalled the tunnel at the sub-basement level, as well as the excess power-generating capacity the responsivists had installed.
It's a bloody ELF antenna,
he whispered, and knew exactly how he was going to warn Juan. He waited until after Kovac had run their test before sneaking into what he had first thought was the communications room. It took him nearly 20 nerve-wracking minutes to figure out how to operate the ELF transmitter. He fine-tuned the frequency and sent his message. Oregon, it's Max. Bug attack. 50 cruise ships. Not kill. Worse. ELF is key. Nuke it. Less than 72 hours. He would have loved to add the location of the transmitter, but he had no idea where he was. He would just have to trust that Holly would be able to trace back the source of the signal. One way or the other, Max had less than 3 days to find a way out. Juan Cabrillo sat in his customary seat in the op center, listening intently to Holly Kasim's presentation. Eddie Sung hung out near the back of the room with Link and 2 gun dogs, Mike Trano and Jerry Pulaski. With Eric Stone's assistance, Holly had performed nothing less than a miracle.
While Max was still broadcasting, I got in touch with a few amateur radio buffs I've gotten to know over the years and had them tune in to Max's frequency. I had them jack the clocks that regulate our GPS satellites so we were 100% synchronized. As each character came through, I had them write down the exact time they received it. Now, the radio waves propagate at various speeds through various materials, so some extrapolations were necessary. That's where Eric came in. He computed out those discrepancies so we had a clear time versus distance calculation, and we were able to triangulate the transmitter's location.
He typed at his computer for a moment, and an overhead picture of a barren island appeared on the main monitor. It was shaped like a teardrop ringed with cliffs, except for one inhospitable-looking rocky beach at the southern tip. The ground rose and fell in craggy hillocks, and there was virtually no vegetation except a few patches of grass and a couple of gnarled trees bent into odd shapes by the constant wind. According to the scale at the bottom of the picture, the island was roughly 8 miles long and 2 wide at its thickest point.
This is Eos Island. It's located 4 miles off the coast of Turkey in the Gulf of Mandalay. The Greeks and Turks have fought over it for a couple of centuries, though, judging by what we've found, I can't understand why. Geologically, it's interesting because it's a chunk of Precambrian bedrock in an otherwise active volcanic zone, but it is basically uninhabitable. This picture is dated 4 years ago. Just seeing a picture of where Max was being held sent a jolt of energy firing through Juan's body. It took him all he had not to order the Oregon to flank speed and charge in with guns blazing. Holly flashed another shot of the island on the screen. This was Eos Island last year,